Blog Talk Radio.
Now for all of you that are out there listening, I need you just to close your eyes. And I need you to think about your personal relationship with the Father right now. How good he's been. Let's just give God praise. It's time to worship. Oh, lift up. Lift up holy hands. Oh, you've been so good to me. All because of Jesus. You shed the blood out there on the Calvary. Witness up in here. Tiffany.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement.
I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by none other than Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. I'm hoping and praying that everybody is doing fine and that you are being able to give God the glory and the honor as a result of our being together today. And let's just continue to make sure that he remains the one that we stay focused on every single day as we walk with him and as we talk with him and talk about him with our neighbors and with our friends. Thank you, Danielle, for what you do every single day. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for sharing this forum with me and others. Thank each and every one of you for your involvement in this ministry, whether you're part of the Blog Talk Radio portion of this ministry that is done every single day, Monday through Friday, as well as whether it's a part of the ministry associated with my Facebook page. And I'm hoping and praying that as we continue to try to do this ministry, in particular do the Blog Talk Radio portion of it, that Blog Talk Radio portion as well as the Facebook portion, that people will continue to receive some type of benefit. And I'm going to apologize if the adjustment that I just made did not solve the problem that I'm having on Facebook. I'm seeing the notices saying that I have no sound, but I'm at a disadvantage to be able to do much about it other than unplugging something that I thought might have been a conflict. So if not, I'll just apologize ahead of time for those who can't hear me on the Blog Talk side, on the Facebook side of things. Today, I want to kind of just pick up. I had some, I guess you can say, some pieces that were left on the preparation floor of a sermon that I preached on Sunday, where as part of part five of a series on worship, where we're calling it God's demand is our God's command is our demand, that we talked about the idea on Sunday of some worship words. We talked about how that, you know, in the Bible, you know, you can break worship down into altar worship that people may have had at their homes or as they, you know, travel. We saw how Abraham would go from Bethel's to other places in the region of Canaan, and he, with his relationship, his budding and growing relationship with God, he would build an altar, and in doing so, he ended up saying, "Hey, I'm the Bible says that he called on the name of the Lord." During that, for that altar worship, we see the idea of tabernacle worship that's also acknowledged in some way throughout the Old Testament with God coming down into the tent of meeting and acknowledging or exhibiting and displaying his glory and his majesty. Then you saw temple worship, where priests then were enacted and actually given the responsibilities that were associated with going in the holy place and the most holy place, and taking prayers and doing the teaching that they would do. And then even though some temples were destroyed and then rebuilt, we saw the iteration of temple worship that's bled into the New Testament. Then we saw where even people that were away from Jerusalem were able to do synagogue worship. And the synagogue worship was one in which the people that weren't in Jerusalem were still able to practice Judaism, whether they were elsewhere within the region of Palestine or whether they were throughout other regions of the world. And so when Paul in particular was traveling, he made a point on those Saturdays, on those Sabbath days, to make sure that he would go and worship with the Jews. But then he eventually would also become the apostle of the Gentiles. And then, of course, we have the worship that is acknowledged in the church. It's interesting, though, that as you look at what you look at it and you hear what you hear, you know, you also see in Isaiah 6 the worshiping of angels and other entities in visions. Isaiah 6, we see that where Isaiah sees what he sees and says, "Woe is me, for I am of unclean lips." Then right in Revelation 7, we see where you have a number that no man could number that's acknowledged in Revelation 7 and 9 that have gathered together, and then they have made an acknowledgement to God. And that acknowledgement to God essentially is one where they end up saying in verse number 9, or rather verse number 10, "Salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And then they actually are approaching people who have already been acknowledged in the vision that John has, and that's the angels that were sitting around the throne, the elders that were there, as well as the four living creatures that are symbolized in the text. And they say, "Amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Very briefly, let me talk about two words that I think we should consider, and then the message will be yours. Look at the fact that the idea of glory is there. We've seen the idea of glory both in the Old Testament and in the New. The Bible says the heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout the earth, and their utterances to the ends of the world. In them he has placed a tent for the sun, which as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. It rejoices as a strong man to run his course. It's rising from one end of the heavens and its circuit to the other end of them. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. So the idea of God's glory is esteemed, especially in the wisdom literature, in Psalms in particular. You'll see almost every psalm, if not every other psalm, acknowledges some aspect of God's glory. And so the idea of glory, even though, you know, the Bible says that Jesus entered into his glory when he came, when he was risen and entered into the right hand, sits in the right hand of God, or that we will be in his glory when we are, when we actually become transfigured and are caught up in the air with him. Just the idea of just glory being just associated with him is something that is indeed something to look forward to. But he's basically glorious from day one. And then finally, the idea of honor. And we, you know, will have various levels of rank when it comes to honor, which is also in this text. Honor, like we'll say the honorable mayor or the other honorable governor or the honorable president, even the honorable city councilman. Well, there is that, those references to their rank and their majesty and their state of office, it obviously pales in comparison to the level of rank and state of office that God has. And so it makes sense that glory and honor would be a part of the esteem and the worship of God. So maybe we can learn something from the vision worships that existed back in the day. And as a result, maybe those words are words that we should even pay more attention to as we sing the songs, as we read our scriptures and prayers, and as we continue to have our various utterances. So I see that whatever adjustment that I may have made did not help the sound situation on the Facebook side. But as I enter the prayer, I'm hoping that maybe they can receive word that they have to charge it to my head or to my lack of acumen as far as my own technology is concerned, and not to my heart. I definitely didn't want them to get on and then not be able to hear. So, but I'm presuming everything was fine on the Blog Talk Radio side of things today. So Godspeed to everybody. Father in heaven, please be with us as we continue to live and move and have our very being in you. Help us to be able to give you the glory and the honor that you deserve. You know, we're giving you glory because that's what you're about. You're about the majesty. You're about the splendor. And we just acknowledge you. And as long as we continue to remind ourselves and to be reminded that you're just not honorable, you don't just receive high honor, but you're receiving the highest of honors. And that should drive us to try to live a life that has the attitude of gratitude that is exemplified in our thoughts, in our words, as well as in our actions. Help us to be reminded of that every single day. In Jesus' name we pray.